A warrior's meal to fix fatigue, brain fog, muscle weakness, body aches, and afternoon naps. Everything you are about to hear will sound completely wrong, but it isn't. Our bodies are much more complex than we think. What you will get out of this are the desired results. Whether it's delayed sugar release or something else, it does not matter. The results matter. This is a high-calorie meal, but that also does not matter because we are looking to fix muscle weakness and brain fog. Once you have that taken care of, you can eat nothing but salads. But for now, while you feel weak, you're gonna need some warrior food. First, let us make a drink, as it enhances the power of the meal, maybe doubles it in power even. You can use any drink flavoring, preferably sugar-free, but then add an oral rehydration packet. This is more than a sports drink, more than a rehydration sold for kids. World Health Organization published a 90-page document on the subject. Simply search the internet for WHO and oral rehydration salts. And then, to make it more interesting, use club soda. It is that bubbly water that tastes like static on TV. If things get too fizzy when adding it to the powdered mess, mix a more concentrated version with regular water, and then gradually add the bubbly soda. Salts increase blood pressure, so take time to introduce new items to your diet safely, wisely, and stay well informed. Please be aware that the homemade mix of salt and sugar does not work anywhere nearly as well as the WHO formula. Same goes for vegetable juice. It seems like it would be even better, but that is a false assumption, and it simply does not work. This is really complicated. So use your wisdom. For example, I have the title symptoms from bodybuilding, but a large person may have similar symptoms from overheating and just getting around. But at the same time, large people are likely to have high blood pressure and should not consume salt. But then again, fatigue and brain fog will prevent them from losing weight. They will not go far, and they will overeat. This is exactly why wisdom is necessary here. I have first heard of adding salt to your diet from an ultramarathon runner, and his advice was to chew on a bouillon cube when muscles start contracting out of whack. This is commonly known in America as a Charlie horse, and that is probably salt-related. But it may be that modern or cheap bouillon cubes have artificial flavoring and are in fact just flavored salt, and that is certainly not an ORS packet. In my quandaries, I also discovered that such a thing as pickle water exists. But I have never dared to give it a taste. My guess would be it's the same as the vegetable juice, so it comes close-ish, but it won't work as well as the WHO formula. Please be warned that this is not something you should drink every day, only when you have evidence that it is addressing the symptoms that you actually have. All right. Now the meal. It is not as bad as pickle water. It's actually very sweet, though again, forget thinking about sugar. Focus on battling brain fog with real results. The meal is just trail mix, but it is not as easy as it sounds. Make your own. Buy as many kinds of nuts and seeds as you can find, and make sure that the dried fruit selection spans the world, especially the tropics. Avoid the products that have extra added sugar. Trail mix has a mix of nuts. Maybe a piece of a shell here and there, or just an old cashew that is really hard to crunch through. To prevent cracking a tooth or messing up your dental work, soak it overnight in water, allowing fruit juice to soak into the nut. Put the mix into a cup, add hot water for a neat start, cover it, and it will be ready for a good and wholesome breakfast. This trail mix soup, or nut fruit cake, or proto health bar is greatly amplified by the rehydration salt. The mix of nuts contains maybe more of what sits in an ORS packet, but it is weak without it. So, have a drink, maybe in a jug that you can drag around for a few hours, and then separately, eat the trail mix for breakfast. Try it on for 5 days, maybe 5 weeks even. And if it does nothing for you, then you will need to find something else to deal with your symptoms. I have first heard of trail mix from an Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide hiker. These trails require many months to cross. At first, I thought a calorie-dense food is just easy to carry in a backpack. But again, results are different because it also works for bodybuilding and probably sports in general. Protein bars that have very similar nutritional profile don't work at all. They actually do nothing. Oatmeal, potatoes, meat makes you tired. Trail mix, on the other hand, gives you energy and addresses the title symptoms. I'm telling you, it's all the same ingredients as in a candy bar, and yet candy bar does nothing, and trail mix restores you completely. A doctor would say all of this is just sugar buffered by some carbohydrates and thus released over a longer period of time, giving you a more sustained source of nutrition. But I tried that with other combinations of things that had even better properties, like that vegetable juice of mine. And they did not work as well as trail mix. Put your ideas about just sugar, salt, and fat aside, because again, things are just more complicated. Before you dismiss this meal, which will only cost you $3, try it for a few days. It could fix your brain fog and help you have energy to jog and burn all those extra calories. This could help you skip meals as well. In total, on average, getting less calories into your body by eliminating cravings for sugary junk. When you are walking by your fridge with a belly full of trail mix, you just don't feel like eating. And if it does work, and you feel like performing a proper experiment, try addressing the title symptoms with foods that provide similar nutrition. I think you will discover that a mix of nuts and dried fruit is just different, unique, and counterintuitive in how powerful it is. May it unleash the warrior within you. And may you travel countless adventure trails.